after the proposal, I kind of unraveled.
Right, because you were really in control up until then.
Yeah, well, I ended up telling her everything.
Oh, how'd she take it?
Pretty well, except for the stapler thing. Little tip, if you're ever in a similar situation, never, ever leave your hand on the desk.
Okay, I think I get how to do this.
¿Y qué inventaste una máquina de lluvia?
All right, so can we turn this off? Just make them go away? Because I can't.
Okay, Phoebe, they're gone.
Okay.
Are you all right?
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's this whole stupid Ursula thing. Okay, Phoebe, can I ask? So he's going out with her. I mean, is it really so terrible? Yeah. Look, I mean, I'm not saying she's, like, evil or anything. She just, you know, she's always breaking my stuff. When I was 8, and I wouldn't let her have my Judy Jetson thermos, so she threw it under the bus. And then when I was 12, and she broke my collarbone. All right, I mean, she didn't mean to do it, but I think it still counts. And then, oh, and then there's Randy Brown, who's like, have you ever had a boyfriend who was like your best friend?
No.
No. Well, but that's what he was for me. And she, you know, kind of stole him away and then broke his heart. And then he wouldn't even talk to me anymore because he said he didn't want to be around anything that looked like either one of us. I mean, I know Joey is not my boyfriend or my thermos, you know, or anything, but...
You're not going to lose him.
Honey, you got to talk to Joey.
Yeah.
No, come on. He doesn't know this stuff. If he knew how you felt...
Yeah, but he's falling in love with her.
Oh, please. They've been going out a week. They haven't even slept together yet. I mean, that's not serious.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Oh.